Hello, podcast friends,
troops.
Matt Preston. Matt Preston has been doing radio interviews for 10 years now for MasterChef.
I'm so glad no one mentioned the joke I told about him and his wife.
It's a good
joke. People have started talking about it on Instagram. Though they were impressed.
I hate when people do that. Stop.
Don't ruin my jokes.
Don't. If something happens at a live show,
it's not
your job to then go on Twitter and repeat it and putting at that person.
Please don't.
That's not what you do.
Please don't do that. If you're in Perth and you're listening right now, you went to my show, you know the exact joke I'm talking about. Please don't tell him.
Don't do that.
Nah.
You've got a good sense of humour, but come
He's
on, guys.
Gross. He's one of the best people in telly. He's so
I think he would
awesome.
Love that joke just quietly.
I know.
That's right. That's right in his territory.
I'll text it to him.
DJ Khaled, he's had a tough weekend. His wife had an even tougher
from
time.
From something he said 3 years ago, just goes to show, guys.
Watch what you say.
When you're not famous. Because we'll come back to bite you when you are very famous. Yeah, his wife. But look, he won't eat the peach.
Nope.
She has to eat a sausage, and then she ends up boxing and yelling in. It's a hectic, and The Rock was there, and Jesus Christ. We did some anal with Roseanne Barr, and it was just a really strange show, but fun.
Well, the internet
covered some ground, that's for sure.
And you reckon you've seen the mythical Black Panther, or one of the Black Panthers.
I'm going to go and find evidence because this is huge. I know it's been 100 years this story's been going around. You know the myth of the Black Panther, but I've seen it in the flesh. I'm a believer.
Also, you were angry starting a war with Sylvia Jeffries on today because she...
I believe you started that war on my behalf.
No, you...
But I'm in.
Yeah.
No. Well, I did the first ever live broadcast in a skydive in 2012 and they're claiming it.
Yep. Yes, and that's hectic. Also, if you are a Sydney listener to the podcast because you missed your show and you're catching up, we are doing a wedding dress party. You get to wear your frock one more time. We're celebrating the royal wedding. It's happening at Luna Park next week. You can go to todayfm.com.au to register. If you are interstate or international, sucks to be you.
Yeah, this time. This time you can't get involved.
Nah. 131060, are you a receptionist or a customer service representative who would like to have their say as to why you are continuously rude?
okay.
Well, I just find with my experience, especially the woman that works the desk at my kids' school, gyms, like banks.
People, gyms are normally people are the opposite. Gyms are normally very, how you going, man? Are you working out today? Good on you.
See,
That's how I find them, yeah.
No, see, the gym that I work at, usually at gyms, it's sometimes the trainers do when I worked at a gym, I was a trainer and a receptionist.
Yeah.
We shared it around.
Right.
But the gym I go to, they just have a dedicated receptionist.
Okay.
And it's this 21-year-old muscular redhead. And he obviously is doing his course, his fit course or whatever, but he's been...
Cert 3.
Yeah, he's been relegated to reception duties.
Okay.
And I've just started training again, guys.
Okay.
You know, I'm just lifting.
Yeah, mate.
And I'm just getting my gains and having my proteins.
Yeah.
And I turned up last week. And when you train at this gym, they give you a bracelet to buzz in with.
Sure.
So he was very busy talking to someone. So I just kind of walked past him and tapped my bracelet on and kept walking.
That's fine.
And he stops down. He goes, excuse me, you can't go in there. And so straight away, my hackles were up. You know what I'm like.
I can't do that.
You know what
That's fair, though. You can't say you can't go in there.
You can't go in there.
It's
like,
not Fort Knox.
Thank you.
It's not Area 51.
Thank you. It's a gym.
Yeah,
they want me to go in there.
You are a member of, yes.
I'm a paying member.
Yeah, paying member.
But apparently not enough because I only pay to train with a personal trainer.
Oh, I see.
I'm not a full-blooded gym member.
Yeah.
So he says to me, you not only have to tap, but you have to let me know you're training with the trainer.
Yeah, right.
I said, so what do I need the bracelet for, idiot?
Yeah,
have I got this stupid bracelet? Right? And he goes, no, that's so we can log your visit. And I said, well, what are you doing then? You're logging my visit. Mate, I got a double log. I've got to double log my... You know what I'm like? I like to be like a panther.
You like to move.
I don't want anyone to know where I am, Ed.
Keep moving, mate.
Keep
moving.
Just keep going. Keep
duck
going.
And move.
Correct. And so he's like, you're going to have to wait here. So then he makes me wait. So I walked straight past him. And he's yelling out back past me. And so I go and I do my session and I talk to my personal trainer. He's like, there's a war between us and the gym because the personal trainers rent the gym out.
Oh, yeah, they rent space.
You know what I mean?
I know that one.
Yep. So it's the trainers versus the whole gym.
Yep.
So then I'm really anxious the whole rest that I have to walk back out past this guy.
Yeah.
And then what am I going to do?
Mate.
So I ended up just like waiting for him to be busy again and I just walk straight through, head down. And then he's like, excuse me. And I'm like, oh my God.
Did you forget to log off?
I didn't log off.
Why did you log off?
What's with all the tracking?
That never used to happen. I used to go Fitness First in North Sydney.
Mm.
I went there many, many times, and they were friendly as. And then something happened.
What happened?
And there was a switch, and it became very, can I see your password?
Right. Are people running underground towel, logging? I stole the towel in the end. I forgot to return it. I just feel like 131060, instead of me calling on Sydney to say, hey, what's your bad customer service experiences? Mm-hmm. I want to understand the other side.
Fair, man. It's
because
fair.
Your job is in your title. You are there to service me. Mm-hmm. The customer.
But the customer, they were, I 131060, if you've worked in a customer service role.
Or receptionist.
Receptionist.
Yeah.
Now is your time to vent.
Fight back. Make me understand. Take your calls next.
What we are talking about on 131060 is if you work in customer service / reception, now is your chance to vent.
Please.
Because Em's had it on. I think we've all had moments with receptionists.
They're just like, why are you doing this job? You hate people.
I someone who worked in customer service for many, 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 many years.
You did.
God, yeah.
You?
Yeah.
But everyone annoys you.
No.
It's not a good spot for you.
Video store, I was there. Debt collector for Telstra.
Oh, now that's a perfect job for you.
I was, I used to let people off. I used to delete their debts.
Did you?
Yeah, I just got, one day they said, are you taking money? I was like, no, I'm deleting their debts. And I got sacked.
Wow.
I'd love that you deleted debts.
Like a debt fairy.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So good.
Yeah, I used to ring up and go, good news. Anyway.
My mum was a receptionist, and she was for about 10 years.
Of course
and
she was.
She could deliver shade through a smile like no one else I've ever met.
She was known
to say, that's because you're an idiot, sir. Like, if it really got hectic.
She'd throw it
What's
out.
What's your mum's name again?
Glennis.
Glennis Tenya.
Love it, mate. Okay. Gail from Narellan.
Yes.
Go on.
All right.
Hello, Gail.
Go for it. Strike back, Gail. What do you do?
I'm a receptionist.
Yes.
How many years, Gail? How many
apparently,
years?
Apparently, I'm a grumpy receptionist.
Tell me. Now, what makes you grumpy, Gail?
I take offence to that. The only thing that makes me grumpy is when I get idiots ring me up or knock on my door.
How often do you get
a lot of them in Campbelltown.
That's a high idiot quotient.
I'm not dissing Campbelltown.
No, I know.
Well, you are, but that's hilarious.
But
how many years, Gail?
Been doing reception work for 30 years.
Oh, Gail, wow. You've had a gutful. You've had it up to pussy's bow of idiots, haven't you? Mm.
Yes, I have. Yes.
All right.
What set you off the most?
I am pretty good at what I do.
Of course you do.
Of course you are. You're a expert.
And I'm very good at customer service. It's only the ones that push my buttons. And you just learn to deal with them.
Yeah. Oh, Gail, sound world weary and I love it. Gail's had a gutful. Don't you ring up Gail and be an idiot or you will cop it. All right. I'd like to see Gail and Glennis get together. I think that would be amazing / terrifying.
Can you imagine?
Jenny's from Kingswood. Jenny.
Yeah.
Hello.
How good. How are you guys?
Yeah,
this
going really well.
You a receptionist, Jen?
No, I was in the hospitality industry for 25 years.
Loving this.
And what's the problem?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, well, what can you say about customers?
Yeah.
Except, as Gail said, most of them are idiots.
Yeah.
They you have ESP.
Yeah.
They look at you like they're your personal slave and they open their mouth and you're supposed to know what they want.
Yeah.
When you give what they ask for, they then look at you and say, no, that isn't what I wanted.
Yeah.
And you go, but that's what you asked for. When you serve meals, they all put their order in. You take the meals out. You tell them what the meal is. They all look at each other and say, no, none of us ordered that.
Nah.
And one light bulb turns on and goes, that's me.
Hey, can I get Gail back up? Gail?
Shocker.
Gail? And Jenny? Yeah. I want Jenny up too. Gail, would you like to see Jenny's just agreed with you? Do you want to say good day to Jenny?
Hi, Jenny.
Hello, Gail.
Oh, great.
You've had 30 years as a reception, I had 25 years in hospitality.
That's right.
And do you agree?
I agree. Totally.
I've always said the hospitality industry is a fantastic industry to work in.
Yep.
I've had many customers I love to death. But the worst, I've always said hospitality is great except for those things called customers.
they're the worst, aren't they?
Amazing.
They're just the worst. Well,
I need a Glennis Gail Jenny sandwich right now.
Sarah from St. Clair. Sarah, you work as a receptionist?
I am your school office lady.
Oh, boom.
Oh.
I'm always the one, like, I forget, my kid went late the other day and I got a phone call from the reception. She's like, my child turned up late without a note. And I said, yeah, she's 17. She'll tell you what.
Well, that's just unjustified.
She's 17.
I don't need her for that. But I have to deal with idiot parents that say, I never got a note. We have a school app, a school website, we have Facebook. How do you not have a note? Yep. And plus it goes home with the student. Yep. I have to deal with at 3 o'clock. I'm going to be 10 minutes late. Can you just hold the kid in the office? I'm not your babysitter. Yeah. I have to go and get my own kids too.
That's the truth, Sarah. Well, ladies, for all of you, a blow bar co voucher, a blow dry for you and a friend. Go and relax and have a nice time. No one can hear you bitching that the blow dry is going. That's great work.
Amazing. That was my favourite thing I've ever done on radio.
Those guys are great. We love you all. It's our next event. Now, Emma, you've made an opener, I understand.
Is the day long?
Yeah, sometimes.
Wear your wedding dress. It's gonna be so much fun. Wear your wedding dress. Why should you wear it only once? Let Luna Park Weddings create an unforgettable wedding day for you. Visit lunaparkweddings.com for more information.
Perfectly put in there.
Thank you.
Cha-cha. Cha. Well, that's helpful. It's musical and it helps explain what on earth we're doing.
Yeah, so basically the most expensive outfit you buy as a woman, I would go as to say, is your wedding dress.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You'll spend thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Yep.
And you only wear it once, mm-hmm. which seems ridiculous to me.
Yep.
And I was sitting looking at the hermetically sealed dry cleaner box that my dress is in, thinking, God, I'd love to bust that frock out one more time. And then I'm like, oh, there's a royal wedding coming
up. Sure is.
And so I come to work and I said, guys, can we throw a party at Luna Park where everyone gets to wear their wedding dress again?
Yes. Yes.
So what we want to do is put on a bash at Luna Park. Mm-hmm. We're very excited. Samantha Jade's going to be performing as our wedding singer.
Great.
I know. Yeah. And they're going to open the Ferris wheel exclusively for us. Brides on rides, guys.
So a nighttime. Oh, yes. Brides on rides. So a nighttime Ferris wheel ride.
Yeah. For that's women in romantic. Their, I mean, can you think of anything more romantic than just a bunch of women in white dresses spinning in the night?
So beautiful.
Now, we don't want to cut anyone off, boys. So if you've never been married, if you've been a bridesmaid or a groomsman, you get to crack the outfit open. We also understand that sometimes the outfits don't still fit.
No.
So you just have to pop it on as a headpiece or a bracelet.
Your veil.
Bring it along.
Something.
Yes. Mm. So what we want to kick off with, you know, we're so excited about the royal wedding, obviously, and we want it. We're going to theme it up. We're going to have pictures of the royals. We're going to have sandwiches. It's going to be amazing.
Beautiful.
131060, though, let's kick it off. Mm. How much did you spend on your wedding outfit?
How much?
Now, this is if you're the bridal party. Yep. This is if you're a groomsman and also, obviously, very interested in brides. I'll kick it off. My dress. My husband doesn't know this. I've never said it out loud.
Oh,
my dress was custom made, and it cost $7,000.
Whoa! $7,000.
$7,000 my wedding dress cost. And my parents paid for the entire wedding, obviously, and I just had to cover one cost, and it was the dress. So I went all out. Good. But they're saying Meghan Markle's dress is going to cost $180,000.
I believe it.
So I think, you know, the most expensive one belonged to Victoria Swarovski of the Swarovski Crystal Empire.
Yep.
$1 million.
Whoa. But she got the crystals for free.
100%. We'd be pretty shit if her dad made her pay for the crystals.
On the flip side of that, to go to the cheapest, my wife's was only $200.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. It was something very simple, very clean, not a lot of detail on board.
Okay.
She looked amazing in it. She fell in love with it straight away.
Right.
She struggled with the idea that it was that cheap, but then she fell in love with the idea that it was also that cheap.
Okay, 131060. How much was your wedding dress, bridesmaid's dress, your suit if you were the groom? How much was it? If you'd love to come to our party, now's the chance to get involved. 131060.
Wear your wedding dress.
Yeah, Luna Park is where we're having our party. Luna Park Weddings create an unforgettable wedding day for you. Visit lunaparkweddings.com for more information.
I'm looking at the picture, Eduardo.
It's beautiful.
Look at it. Isn't it stunning?
Oh, yeah.
You're literally on the water there. The room we're having it in, why wouldn't you get married there? Stunning. They're also going to be opening the Ferris wheel for us on the night.
Stunning.
Brides on rides.
Yep, stunning.
So basically this idea is you spend the most you've ever spent on an outfit, you get to wear it once and then never again. So we want to encourage brides to come to our party, 13 10 60, if you'd like to come along. We're going to be doing this every day. It's to celebrate the royal wedding. We're all going to get together in our frocks. But if you haven't been a bride yet, you can come along in your bridesmaid gown, in your groom's suit, whatever.
Exactly. Sometimes you know, I know someone who's been a bridesmaid like over 10 times, between 10 and 15. That's a lot of single-use dresses you've had to buy, because it's always a unique colour or a strange design.
You never like it.
You can't otherwise. You never like it. You can't use it anywhere else. So give it another lap. Come on.
I love that.
Alana from Preston's, how much was your wedding dress?
It was only
$20. What? $20?
It was very cheap, but it was very pretty. It was exactly what I wanted. I found it at an outlet store down on the Gold Coast and tried it on, fit perfectly. That was it. Took it. That was my wedding dress done.
And did people comment, like, beautiful dress, beautiful dress? And when people asked you...
Yeah, my photos are amazing. They look gorgeous.
I didn't know that the Salvation Army did bespoke gowns, but here we are. That's well. We'd love you to come. You want to come along,
please,
Alana?
Come to the party.
We'd love to have you with us.
I love to wear my dress. Sometimes I break it out.
Just at home?
Just
on a Friday night.
At home, trying on clothes, going to the wardrobe, I'll break it out.
I cannot wait to see what $20 on the Gold Coast gets you. Alana, that is so exciting.
Are you joking? It's going to be just a bit flammable, but it'll look amazing.
It's true. Lynette from Quakers Hill. Lynette.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Now, how long ago was your lovely wedding?
We've got our 20-year wedding anniversary this year. So.
Well, congrats on that to start with.
You?
What?
How much was the dress?
My dress was $4,000, but 20 years ago, that was quite a bit.
Yes.
That's a lot, Lynette.
How much was the whole wedding?
The whole wedding was only $6,000, so...
Fair chunk.
I love it. It was more than half the cost.
That's awesome.
Yes, that's true. But, you know, well... I would have to wear it as a pashmina now because it would not fit me.
But that's what we're saying.
Pop it on as a pashmina. Yeah. If you'd like to wear it as a nice cardigan, can you come along to our party?
I would love to. That would be fantastic.
Yes.
Now, Natasha from Schofields. Hi, Natasha.
Good morning, guys.
Hello, mate. How much for your dress?
$4,800, and that was 18 years ago.
Wow.
Fair bit of cash.
And what were some of the features of the frock?
So the dress, the skirt part, is 4 meters long, and
jeez,
am I going to be able to get on the Ferris wheel?
Yes, Joel, you'll be at it. It'll be flowing out behind you, like, in dramatic fashion,
like Rapunzel. Natasha, well done. We'd love to have you to come along.
Please come along.
Yeah, love to have you with us. Thank you, Natasha. And finally, we speak to
Amanda and Rouse Hill. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Now, how much is your frock?
$6,000.
Six grand.
Yeah, don't tell my husband.
So when did you get married?
In October.
Last October gone?
Yep.
Okay, and I understand the dress may not fit you at the moment.
No, not quite. It was a corset and I'm pregnant, so probably not.
Pregnant? Oh, well,
I don't
that's
think
all right.
It will loosen that much.
Yeah, you can wear it as a hat. Will you come along to our party?
I would love to.
Yes.
You know how you're not allowed to fly if you are over, 30-something weeks?
Yeah.
What's the cutoff for Ferris wheels for pregnant women? Amanda, do we know? Are you Ferris wheel approved, Amanda?
I don't know. I'll have to make a doctor's appointment.
That's a great idea.
What a way to give birth.
Wow.
We're not encouraging that, but that would be great for us. Yeah. I mean, the publicity alone would be fantastic. Julia is there. Julia, hello.
Hi, how are you?
How much did you spend on your frock?
I actually bought two dresses because I couldn't decide. So my first dress, yeah, it's bad. Went way over budget. First dress was $5,000, second dress was $4,000.
Wow. Which one did you wear?
I wore mainly the $5,000, and the $4,000 I wore for just like literally just to cut the cake.
you can have a costume change at our party too. If you want to bring both frocks, you are more than welcome to.
Oh, Matt, I don't fit it anymore.
No, just as a
hat.
As an accoutrement.
Yeah.
Julia, love to have you with us. Now, you can jump on todayfm.com.au.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself, how much your dress was, because we're doing this every day. It's going to be so much fun at Luna Park. This is our royal wedding party.
Mm-hmm.
get your chance to wear your frock.
Again.
Yeah. What else do they have? Like your train, veil, if you had that type of thing. People used to wear like headdresses.
Well, if you got married in the 80s, you definitely had some baby's breath in your, in just in the front.
Your baby's breath.
A little bit of a shell hat happening, stunning under your spiral perm.
Yes, exactly.
That's what we want.
See a 4 meter dress just on the Matterhorn, just going round and round and round. It would be the prettiest sight that's in Sydney.
So Grant Daniel will be there. Ed Cavalier will be there. I'll be there. Samantha Jade, you get to hang out. It'll be incredible. Are you boys going to wear your suits?
I'm going to be standing on top of a wedding cake.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
It's hard when you do something first and then someone else jumps on board a little bit later and tries to claim it.
Isn't it?
I mean,
very annoying.
Beat the Bomb is an example, perhaps.
One of many.
Maybe.
Here's one right now.
Welcome back. Well, the time has come now for our very own Sylvia Jeffries to face her fear and to do something no Australian TV newsreader has ever done before.
Ever.
That is skydive live on national television.
That went out on the... Yeah, crowd don't like it. That way, I know, guys. I know. Quiet down
lies,
a bit, guys. I know.
Lies.
That went out on the House of Lies called the Today Show today as they claimed that Sylvia Jeffries, who did do a skydive live on air, and well done to you, Sylvia.
Mm-hmm. Who hasn't?
Nice work.
That she was the first ever Australian newsreader to do skydiving live on air. Grant Denny, your thoughts?
Heathens!
Yeah. I did it in 2012.
Yes, you did.
First in the world to broadcast live from the plane to the ground with audio the whole way, with a camera travelling down with us, three cameras, one on my wrist, one shooting my face, one on the ground.
What if someone says, but you're not a newsreader, Grant Denny?
Ah-ha-ha! And to that, I raise you, I once read the news in Prime TV Wagga Wagga.
Yes, you did! Yes, you did.
Take that, Today Show, let's, you suckers.
Yeah, let's go to the tape from 2012.
What a gorgeous view! Oh, this is heavenly! Oh, yes! Oh, yes! We just broke new ground, the world first, live from the plane to the ground! Woo! Listen to yourself! That's what it's all about!
Crowd like that. So... Mm-hmm.
They're lying.
They're flat out lying. And they had a whole banner saying, oh, Sylvia Jeffries, first 7 years ready to just go. And Grant was little Grant's going, not true. It was me. So we throw down. We throw down to you today. And what I'm feeling like is maybe Grant and Sylvia need to do a tandem jump out of a plane together.
I reckon they both get fired out of a cannon.
I love that idea too.
Do you know that's the only thing I refuse to do? Because I thought at some point I'm going to die on national television, right?
Yes, I know.
Because the stunts were starting to get a little bit next level.
Desperate?
There started to be a lot of world first. And the problem is with world first is people haven't done them before for a reason, like they shouldn't be done.
Dangerous.
So it was like, I thought I will die being shot out of a cannon. But so, if it means beating the Today Show, I will do it tomorrow.
So are you saying that the one thing in all your years is that you'd never been shot out of a cannon?
So our producer's just writing that.
Oh, why did I say that?
Grant has never been shot out of a cannon. So
just
what I'm
YouTube
seeing
what
is,
happens when it goes wrong.
What I'm
just
seeing,
quietly.
Dueling cannons with Sylvia on one side and Grant on the other.
Or like a 21 newsreader salute. No. So there's just 21
now
cannons.
Now you're talking Sandra Sully?
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone from the ABC.
Amazing.
Lee Lin Chin.
Out. Oh, she'd be aerodynamic.
That's
she would
wonderful.
Be, wouldn't she?
You can see the site if you think we're lying. Like the Today Show, you can see the side-by-side hashtag Media Watch on our Instagram.
Yeah, and can I encourage all of you to go on the Today Facebook and inundate them with handwritten letters, however you contact them, and let them know that they are liars, that Grant Daniel was the very first reporter to jump from an aeroplane. Mm-hmm. He did read the news once in Wagga Wagga, so
sure
don't
did.
Even bother claiming the details.
Eloquently too, I might add.
Of course you did.
What was the news that day in Wagga Wagga?
Yeah. No, it was big. There was a flower show on. It was the biggest flower show in the region.
An interview has resurfaced from 2015 featuring DJ Khaled, who is known for this song.
Because when we pull up, looking at the truth, the money never lies.
But generally, all he does contribute to songs is this.
DJ Khaled! DJ Khaled! DJ Khaled! DJ Khaled! DJ Khaled!
Do you think he records it fresh every time, or he just recorded it once in 96?
I see what you got, maybe. And they just go, just press the button.
Just cut and paste it, mate.
Look, he's the producer, we're told. He presses the buttons. And he did an interview in 2015, and they were talking about his wife and his relationship. And he said that a woman should praise the man, the king. And then they go on to call him the Weight Watchers social media ambassador. That's confusing.
What?
He's a husky agent.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Yeah, yeah, he does the hip-hop thing where he thinks if he wears enough silk shirts, then people will think he's buff.
No, I think he's pulling it off. he says, if you're holding it down for your woman, I feel like the woman should praise. And he said, but my way of praising her is, how was dinner? You like the house you're living in? You like all them clothes you're getting? I mean, this guy's a peach. Oh, what a peach. And then we got to the controversial part of the interview, which has upset the entire internet on behalf of his wife's vagina. Let's be honest. Yeah. He has said that he, and I'm going to be very aware that there's probably children in the car going to swimming or whatever, so don't worry about changing the channel. I've got you.
Yep.
He has said that he does not believe that a man should put his eat the a man should not eat peach.
Yeah, peaches.
Men should not eat peaches.
That's what he's saying.
That is not what they should be doing.
No. Oh.
And he just said, I don't do that. It is like, but women should always enjoy a barbecue.
The other way. Oh.
At all times.
The other way.
They should be indulging in barbecue.
So true.
Five or six times a week.
The DJ, according to
sausages?
The DJ
has said that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, Ed, The Rock weighed in, didn't he?
Oh. Yeah, The Rock's come out and said, ahem, clear his throat, as a man I take great pride in mastering all performances. This is probably a little TMI. I will now quietly excuse myself from this fun thread.
Yes. So he's just said, I love peaches.
I mean,
he loves them.
Peaches are my favourite meal.
I mean, he says,
food. Yeah.
And so it's funny that this has come up. Obviously, poor DJ Khaled, 2015. Maybe he's changed his mind. You know, maybe he's all for a lovely maybe. I don't know, because I then found some audio of his wife last week. Now she's been doing some boxing training, and I'm gonna play this for you. And I think you're gonna hear a woman who has not had a peach eaten in a very long time.
Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. You can do it, you can do it. All that talk you talk is do it.
Yo, shut the f*** up. I ain't like you. I don't need you in the background.
Yo,
talking
shit.
Need to work out.
Chill, man.
To work out without you talking. Go
shit,
somewhere.
Calm down. Go chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill. No chill.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. When tension builds, take a deep breath and reach for rescue remedy. Use only as directed.
At 8:14, it is time for Alpha Bucks. Grant Dan, your official game show host. Who have you got for us this morning?
Corinne from Wilton is on the line. Are you ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks, Corinne?
Oh, my God. Yes, I'm ready. Good morning.
Hey. What do you want the money for?
We need a new windscreen for our car, so that's boring, but that's what it'll go towards.
It does happen. You've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter D for dog. Each question you get right, you will score 100 bucks with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Corinne, your letter is D. Here we go.
I'm ready.
Name a household appliance.
Dyson.
A book.
Days of Our Lives.
An instrument.
Drums.
A celebrity.
Delta.
A fish.
Dorigo.
A shampoo brand.
Decorate.
Food.
God.
That is great. Now, judges, you have to pay Days of Our Lives as a book. It is a series of books.
500. Yes. That is generous. Oh,
awesome.
Good work, Corinne.
That's awesome. Did she even get to five questions?
Yeah, she got to six, and only got one.
A household appliance. A Dyson's a brand.
No, Dyson is its own thing. No one else makes a Dyson.
What was the book?
Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives.
Have you read it? Or you were just you get. Yeah, you were right. Days of Our Lives is a series of books.
And didn't need to say Delta Goodrum? We're being nice.
You know what I liked about that? Not one pass, Corinne. It's been a while since we've seen one of those. Well done, you.
Sure. Thank you. Awesome. That's awesome. Thanks so much.
Toughest thing I've ever done at the weekend, my daughter's first ever sleepover party.
I saw some of your Instagram stories. It looked hectic. Someone put poo on your toothbrush?
Oh, my God. Look, I've survived a live skydive on national television in 2012, guys, first. But this was, oh, my. To give you an idea of the level of punishment that we received, this is how the night started off. Just have a listen.
Oh, God.
Grant, when you
were screaming.
How many of them were there?
Oh, thankfully, the numbers whittled down. We had a few illnesses. It started at 8, but we lost a couple due to the fact they were crook. And thank God they didn't come just quietly. Because the screaming, I think I will remember forever.
It is burnt into
my brain.
It's like a Justin Bieber concert.
Oh, my God. So I thought what I'll try and do is I'll try and corral them to at least focus the screaming in a certain way. So I started a karaoke room. Here we go. That's 4 hours of that on that same song on repeat.
I love a tambourine solo from a 7-year-old.
Did you hear that?
Great tambourining, guys.
There was one kid that wasn't allowed to sing because they voted that she wasn't strong enough, so they handed her the instrument, which was the tambourine.
That's brutal. Smashed.
But then they stepped it up. They went rogue, right? They started to ransack the place to find anything they could to prank us. Have a go.
What on earth is that?
Poo on your toothbrush.
Yes.
There is what?
Poo on your toothbrush.
How is there poo on my toothbrush?
There's poo on every single toothbrush in the bathroom.
Why?
I don't know.
How did it get on there?
I'm touching the poo. Here you go.
You guys are gross.
So they had...
It wasn't real.
No. Okay. No. It looked real.
I thought it was really real when I saw it. Yeah.
It was a masterclass on pranks because what they'd done is they'd found two different colours of Play-Doh and they'd mixed it together to get the perfect colour and texture of poo. So they'd crafted these little poos and they'd put them on our toothbrushes to bring them out to pretend like they'd actually gone and cracked on our bloody toothbrushes.
Brilliant.
I know.
Almost as brilliant if they had have pooed on your toothbrushes.
I know. God, I hope it was Play-Doh.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant, and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay-Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic. That's entertainment.
It's been 13 days since Prince Louis was popped out and the first pictures, official photos, have arrived of him over the weekend. Very cute. Little princess, is it Charlotte?
Yeah.
And the prince now, little kisses and cuddles and everyone is just, my ovaries, oh my God.
Yeah, so
the Duchess of Cambridge took the shot and put it out there. Apparently there was some criticism that Charlotte's birthday was forgotten. She turned 3, but it was all about the Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been a nice little picture put out of Charlotte and Lewis together. Poor George. Doesn't matter about George, apparently.
George is finished.
George is going to be the king. He's got enough on.
Louis' little button nose is the cutest nose I have ever seen.
It's very cute. He's quite dark. It looks like he's going to be a brunette.
This is going to cause a baby, not bump. That was some money the government gave a while ago. A baby storm because my wife gave me a look yesterday when she saw that photograph.
I want another one.
That told me I may need a new car seat.
No.
There was a look.
Wow. Okay, I love that.
It was only a look at this point, but we'll see how we go.
Let's broadcast live from the room.
Can do.
When it happens.
Let's strap a GoPro to Ed's crotch.
Sounds good.
Now, speaking of the royals, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have announced the song they will dance to, their first ever dance as husband and wife. I'm here for this selection. Have a listen.
No. What?
I want to feel that deep with somebody. Whitney, dance with somebody. So great. What was your first song?
DJ Khaled.
Great. Great.
This was Africa, we know. Grant, what did you and Shezzy dance to?
Was Throw Your Arms Around Me.
Hunters and Collectors.
Yeah, and then we realise it's a
song about death.
Yeah, breakups.
Oh, God.
Should have read the lyrics before we requested
that one.
You're
not the first person to have an inappropriate wedding song. That'll be a phoner for us later on. Meghan Markle, still on Royal Watch. Her mother is set to talk to Oprah. Oh, now, her mother, Doria Ragland, has sat down at Oprah's Californian mansion. She was there for apparently an hour and a half. So that's a long time. And they chatted about everything, mainly about the racism that Megan's had to endure since announced that she was engaged to the prince. So that will be a very interesting Oprah soul session.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And finally, the cooking thing. MKR finished last night, and the winners were these people.
That gives you a combined total score of 55 out of 60.
Yeah.
You are the My Kitchen Rules champion.
Who are they?
That show started.
I don't know. I didn't watch because I can only emotionally commit to so many shows.
Yeah, I know.
I can't commit to that one, but people won and it was great.
Alex and Emily.
Thank you. And finally, just quickly, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson have been seen out at lunch together, looking very much back together. Whoa. So we wish them all the best. That was...
That's entertainment.
The snickering is between Em and Maddie Preston, season 10 of MasterChef.
Yay! He's upset with me because of what I just said about Family Feud.
That is really mean, Em.
It really true. Though.
Really mean. I can't believe the girl's not crying.
When was the last time you watched Family Feud?
Well, I watched it last night when they had the champions, the MasterChef champions on.
Oh, good!
Yeah, baby!
He's a company man.
Because I love Grant Denyer. He's the best thing on telly.
Isn't he great?
I love you too, Matt Preston.
All right, Channel 10.
I love you so much.
Yeah,
right. One day, Em Rusciano will get on board. She's been on it before, but I still can't get her hooked.
No, I just feel like Matt could pick his teeth with you right now, so that's the only thing. Season 10 begins tonight, 7:30. Yeah. This is so exciting.
Yeah,
10. Not many shows get 10 seasons.
I know, it's bizarre. Well, I was thinking that, you know, we talked 10 years ago when you were in Perth.
Yeah, we did.
That long ago. And and that's the beautiful thing about it. That's what I love doing, coming down and doing these rounds, because I get to catch up with people I've known for 10 years.
It's true.
And you remember everything. You know, you were there. We had Oyster Po'boys in New York when we were filming in season 3.
Yeah, we went to New York together. And if you want to do New York, you go with Matt Preston, George Colombaris, and Matt. Other Matt.
Gary Megan.
No, the other Matt.
Oh, Matt Moran.
Matt Moran.
Yeah, absolutely right.
I was with the four of them in New York. Matt Moran whips out the black Amex. We walk straight into every single place you need a year's waiting list for, and then these blokes order for you. That's the best time I've ever had anywhere.
Yeah, it was all right.
Well, what is the best? Now you've been doing it 10 years. What's the best perk? What's the best sidebar that comes from being a master chef judge like your good self?
Well, the number one perk is getting paid to eat.
I was just going to say. You get paid to eat, guys.
Getting paid to eat cake. We get paid to eat cake. So that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two is obviously working with two guys you like and get on with. And you know what it's like when you get there.
Yes, it's helpful.
That is the dream. Yep. That is a dream thing.
Working with people you like.
Yeah.
Like.
I know.
Shut up, Grant.
You'll get there one day, Grant. Don't worry. When finally we get the Grant Denyer show on today,
that'll be the one.
That's pretty good. I mean, we had the launch of season 10 the other day, and then we had about, I don't know, 50 of the ex-contestants came, and it was just brilliant to see.
Mate.
How well they've all done. Yeah. And I think that kind of, you know, there's all the fuzzy stuff about changing food culture. But for me, it's the, all those people who come on the show and all those long hours are kind of legitimized by the woman who opens the cafe with her sister and her mother in Adelaide.
And unlike The Voice, your contestants actually go on to have a career in their chosen fields.
And so many of them. And I mean, it's not like, it's like literally 70% of them.
Yeah.
So that, and they might be making butter, or they might be, running a food store, or they could be doing a cafe, or they could be styling
making
for
donuts.
Shoots, or they can be making donuts or croissants. So, I mean, I think that's super exciting. But at the end of the day, it is just that bizarre thing of filming with a Dalai Lama, or in this season,
Prince Charles. Did he talk about the wedding he's having, the after party, what's going on?
Everything. We discussed everything, but obviously I can't talk about that because that's the way it goes.
How did Prince Charles smell?
I always wonder about smell too. That's what we bond over. Everyone's worried about
smell. Isn't that interesting? Because before I met Heston, I was convinced he was going to smell of warm caramel, and he didn't.
What did he smell like? Just desperation and anxiety.
Mothballs. No, he did not smell nice. No, he smelled like waffles. Wouldn't that be nice? I love waffles with the scent. Yeah, no. So Prince Charles has that kind of that restrained kind of. It's probably a trumper. It's probably a trumper kind of perfume.
Like
West Indian lime.
I imagine Prince Charles would spell
sandalwood.
Mint and spice.
Well, the thing interestingly about Prince Charles is the fact that he has, you know, he's like the original hipster, because he was banging on about sustainability and organics, 40 years ago?
Yeah.
And everyone belittled him and called him a weirdo a weirdo foodie type. And then now here he's back on the show asking for our contestants to cook with indigenous ingredients, and local stuff. And it's like, well, you are. Where's your fixie, mate?
Yeah.
I wonder if Grandpa the arm would pull up his sleeve and see if he had a picture of his grandma.
He doesn't like the monarchy. He wants to get rid of it. And he also disagrees with his slightly racist father on everything. So he is actually a lefty. Like, he really is.
Why he will never be king.
So you've also got Lady Maggie B. How exciting. Yes. Curtis Stone, Adriano Zumbo.
Nigella. Well, that's the whole thing. I think what's brilliant about this year is we get the 24 in with the audition tonight, which is great fun.
Delicious.
And beautiful. Kind of MasterChef all over. Warm, fuzzy, happy tears.
Yeah, great.
All the stuff that you kind of know and love MasterChef for. But then they're in the MasterChef kitchen for a week, and suddenly Nigella walks through the doors. They have a week of Nigella being lovely and like, you know,
friendly.
Fluffing them.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the way this chocolate tastes on my palate.
And then in comes Gordon Ramsay.
Party's over. Hey, tonight, it's going to be massive. That's enough out of you, Daniel. Okay. 7:30 tonight, Channel 10. Mr. Preston will be watching. Thanks, buddy.
I'll be watching.
I hate the way Grant just dominates the conversation.
Isn't he, though? He's a real hog.
Yeah, he's a real
down
hog.
There.
Yeah. Shut up, Daniel.
See ya.
I love you.
Grant, Daniel.
Yep.
You have some BS.
Here we go.
We are being stalked by a real-life wildcat. And I'm talking about... the famous Sydney Panther has crossed the Blue Mountains to our farm in Bathurst, and I saw it with my own eyes the other day. Now, this myth has been carrying on for a couple of decades.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
131060, have you seen the Black Panther? Is Grant crazy? 131060,
I'll tell you where it started. Yeah. See where it started? Okay, so the American troops, when they came here, when they made this a base in World War II, it was reported that they had a number of animals on board, including were some black panthers that they released in Australia, and they have lived more in the Hills district of Sydney. And there have been sightings and the odd random attack. When I was a young journo, I did a story on a bloke.
You were never a journo.
Well, man, I was a high-grade political animal of a journo. And I did a story on a guy who got attacked in the middle of the night, and I saw the scratches, I saw the footprints, and then for the first time in my life, my wife had seen it and I didn't believe it. And then just a couple of days ago, I looked down in the paddock and there was this enormous, like, not a house cat, this huge, big, black, midnight black cat. And you can tell the shape of a panther because its tail's different. It sits differently. It goes straight out the back.
Okay.
Long tail straight out the back. And it was hiding in these blackberries that live down in our creek line. And what it does, it comes up and it snipes off baby lambs and chickens and things around in the area. And it's living down there. It's living down the bottom of our paddock.
In Bathurst. I just feel like
that's
not
the Blue Mountains are just here.
Yeah, I think
it's crossed over the top.
MacArthur or something. Like, it was the red. I think you're too far. I think you're way too far. And also, how long do panthers live?
Yeah, I was just going to say, this thing would have died of
old
age.
They're breeding.
With what?
There were pairs that were released into the Sydney community.
Noah's Ark?
Mate.
Well, because you've got your
truncated. They're prolific lovers.
You've truncated. Oh, there's a. There's,
wow.
There's
hang
a
on a
stat.
Minute.
Maybe
is this
they've
part of your journo credentials?
With domestic cats. And that's why you get these hybrid animals. And because there hasn't been any rain out here, so there's no grass, there's nowhere for them to hide. So I've got this clear view. I haven't got the binoculars out. I have binoculars and I'm looking at it and I go, that is not a cat. That is a gigantic Wild Panther.
So just so I get this straight in my
mind.
Exactly.
Yep.
You're saying that Black Panthers are doing it with house cats.
Yep.
And there's some sort of hybrid super house cat happening.
Super hybrid house cat panther.
Okay. And that, and this one is decided to take up residence in Bathurst of all places.
Lock your doors, hide your children. It's dangerous out there, man. It's stalking us.
So, 131060. Yeah. Have you ever seen this mythical creature? Do you know someone that has, or is Grant completely full of?
Yeah, have you seen the full of whatever he was drinking at his daughter's seventh sleepover birthday party?
If you live in the Hills District, you know this story is true. Get on board.
That's right. 131060, the legendary Panthers of Western Sydney Blue Mountains. Grant thinks he's seen it. Does anyone believe him? Can anyone back him up, or is he crazy?
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ned by downloading the Today FM app.
On 131060, the legendary Panther of Western Sydney. The legendary Panther of Western Sydney. It is, Grant Daniel believes he's seen it.
Yep. Because I think the urban sprawl of Sydney, it's pushing the panther that has lived here since World War II, since the American troops came back from Africa.
Panther from World War II?
I'm saying it's the siblings, potentially. I think there's crossbreeds with maybe some domesticated cats, and there's some sort of super hybrid animals out there, and they've wandered over the Blue Mountains, and I saw one.
All right. Jeez. Well, it's not. You are not alone. We have a full bank of calls.
Thank you.
I can't remember them lighting up any quicker. This is amazing.
This is legit. I'm telling you. It is true.
Okay.
It is true.
Chris from Ryde. They're in Ryde. Chris, where did you see the big cat?
Eastern Creek. I was doing security at Eastern Creek Dragway, and in the corner of my eye, I saw something. I turned over, looked, and it looked like a large cat. And I went to tell my mate. I said, "Look at that!" And the thing was gone.
Now, what was it, Chris? Was it because the people keep saying that? I have actually read that Eastern Creek. There have been other sightings around that area. Did you see the green eyes? That's what they say. The green eyes.
No, I wasn't. It was a distance away. I didn't get that close that I could see its eyes.
Now, what made you think that? How did you know it wasn't just a normal cat dog sort of thing?
It looked too big to be a cat, and the shape of its head to be a dog.
Yeah, right.
Because you know, obviously, a dog has more of a longer snout.
Yeah.
Then the first thing I thought of is that's the bloody panther of.
Panther of Penrith. Yes. Woo. Has there been any scientific documentation of this, Ed?
There's paw prints that they found over the years, and they launched a while ago.
Has someone tried to find
it? Yes, Exotic Animals Department of Primary Industries.
Yeah.
Has announced that it would investigate reports of large free roaming cats on Sydney's outskirts.
And
it's ongoing.
Now, right now, we need to get onto these people.
Because the sightings of panther-like beasts have been reported from the MacArthur region, Hawkesbury and Penrith, which is what Chris was talking about, to the Hills District and as far up as the Central Coast.
Jeez, gee, they travel. All right. They really get about.
Oh, Jane in Mount Druitt's called in. Hello, Jane.
Hello, how are you?
Now, you've seen the giant panther.
I have.
Tell us.
Okay, so I go hunting up at a property in O'Connell, so in between Bathurst and Oberon. We actually spotted it one night. We thought, what the is that? Went searching for about 20 minutes, ended up finding it in the scope of the rifle, and when you know it, it was a panther. Other sightings from other property members, obviously they've got, you know, cameras, all that sort of stuff, taking livestock there.
Really?
Taking down cows and stuff.
You believe it was the panther?
It was most definitely 100% a panther. It's even to the point that, with the, as you were saying about the Department of Primary, it's investigating. Yeah. It's in the national park. The property that I shoot on is baked right onto the national park. So
that's the bit that they say lives in the national park.
Line.
Comes
it's
out.
The back line of the animal. It does not look like a cat. It's got like a perfectly straight back line.
Janie, when you say into your scope, so does that mean that you could see the eye? Could you see the eyes of the animal?
Yeah, so obviously it magnifies it down.
Yeah.
So it probably would have been probably a good 250, 300 metres away. We've seen it perfect as clear in the scope, not just me. There's about another four or five people that have seen it.
Thanks so much for calling in.
We love two first-hand accounts, Sam. Mm-hmm. Now we've got 2.5, if you count Grant, and both of our friends,
Chris. Hurtful.
No, no, I meant it's your sighting was further away. Oh, Chris right. and Jane at Taronga Zoo family passes.
Maybe hey. Leave your rifle at home, Janie.
Yeah, you can't hunt.
Don't hunt people at the zoo.
Nah, she wouldn't.
Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
Beat the bomb.
7:09, here we go. Today FM's $100,000 Beat the Bomb. And today we say hello to...
Ashley.
Hi. Hello, hello.
Ashley from the home of the Panther. Mm-hmm. Panther.
Oh. I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay, I was going to ask you. Well, Matt Preston said to us off air, did he say it on air and I phased out? He said that it's actually the black... tailed wallaby or something that has the same shaped tail as a panther.
Didn't hear that.
And flat-footed wallaby. And he said people see it going off into the bushes and they see the tail and think, oh, my God, it's a bloody panther. No. But in fact, it's this wallaby.
Are you going to go with that, Grant? You saw
Matt
it?
Preston is drunk. No, there was a sighting yesterday between Canberra and Batemans Bay, I just noticed.
It's funny we've never found a body or bones of the panther, isn't
they
it?
Go off. They're like a discreet sort of death. So they go off into the...
The bones go off.
The far reaches of the forest and no one can find them. And then, of course, it disintegrates and no one finds them.
Oh, bones are well known for disintegrating.
Yeah, they do. Well, have a time.
Dinosaurs. So, Ashley, enough about that. More about you. Yeah. What would you like to do with some money if you wanted on Beat the Bomb?
I'm pregnant at the moment, so I'll be having my baby in a couple months and I've got nothing. So anything would help. Just to get ready, get a
room sorted. Okay, I want you to win a lot now too, myself. Okay, so the cash bomb's been loaded. All you need to do is yell stop before the bomb goes off. Do that and you'll take home the last cash amount revealed. But if the bomb beats you to it, then you walk away empty-handed. Does that make sense? Are you ready to light the fuse?
I'm ready. Light the fuse. Let's go.
You heard it here first. Take it away.
$100. $1,200. $1,350. $1,351. $1,400. $1,600.
$2,000. Okay, I have $1,600,
yes,
Ashley!
Yeah,
now you'll get a lot of baby stuff for that. Well played. I'm very happy for you. And now
thank
we have
so
to
much.
Hear how far you could have gone. Are you ready?
Oh, okay, yep.
$500. $3,000.
Ooh, okay. It did jump up to $3,000, but it exploded very quickly. You've done really well. $1,600. Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Good job. That is good.
You got a name picked out? Ashley, have you got a name picked out?
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
Good. Keep it a secret because bitches will be stealing names all left, right, and center. You keep it to yourself,
keep
Ashley.
Keep it to myself.
Yeah, man.
Danny Lakey from the overnight show with Lakey. We get you on of a Monday, mate, because you live a crazy life. Do you
not? You clapping yourself?
Yeah, I started that one a little too early, but yeah, get around me. Get around me.
Hey,
I'm around you.
Get around me.
I'm around you. I've had my shots.
Yeah. So, Lakey.
What did you do? Now, listen, this has started because we all drive into work listening to you and just like, jeez, we are so old. Mm-hmm. Because all of us are married in our 30s and you're just living your best life out there. So what'd you get up to on the weekend, Lakey?
So me and little Susie, we've been treating ourselves to Thai massages every Friday.
Now, Lakey, have you been moving? Because there are many, many, many different Thai massage places. Have you been moving from place to place to sort of test out which is the best?
No, I've got my one now. I've got it down. We've been going for 3 weeks. And, I get a one-hour Thai full-body oil massage. It's actually, it's not where you're going because I've been told to keep it very clean this week. And that's fine. But there's no happy ending to this story. I actually lived in Thailand for 9 months as an archery instructor. And I know that sounds like a joke, but it's literally not. So I've had all the Thai massage happy endings under the sun. I don't need them.
Whoa!
That's a story.
Did you really do that?
You're an
archery instructor in Thailand.
Yeah. And snorkeling.
That's so great.
In which city?
Phuket.
In Phuket. Okay. And
I love everything about that.
So who's taking the classes?
I'm instructing it. I mean, we're getting bogged down. That's not anything.
Who are your customers? Like resort
customers?
Resort customers. Yeah, Chinese, Japanese, mostly Korean and stuff. A couple of Australians, British.
Archery.
And you look like Legolas. Like, I'll give you that. That's good.
What were your credentials? Like, what are your archery credentials?
I did it 4 times. I just really wanted to move to Thailand. So
you really know about Thai massage. So, yes, you went along. Now, do you guys do it in the same room or is it separate rooms?
No, we do it in separate rooms because she more likes, like, the sensual kind of one. So she goes, like, into the ylang ylang lavender area. And I like to just, like, really hurt and get bent in all sorts of positions. And, like, it's not a deep tissue sort of guy. The more it hurts, the better it is for you. So, anyway, I've got this old Thai woman now and she knows my face. And we do the full one oil Thai body massage. And 10 minutes in... out of nowhere, I don't know where it came from or why it happened, but she must have like found an air pocket or something, and all of a sudden I've just let down a in the first 10 minutes.
Amazing.
And for the first half of a second, I was kind of embarrassed, and then the second half of a second, she goes, "Oh, sorry, excuse me," and then I'm thinking for the next 2 minutes. Has she thought that it may have been her who farted?
Yes, she does.
She's old. She has. It can slip out at any time.
I wonder if it's her poor English and she's sort of like saying, excuse me for me, or she's literally thought that maybe she's done it out of nowhere and she's feeling really embarrassed now. And for the next 5 minutes, I'm there just thinking, what the hell? My head's in that like little hole bit. And I'm so confused. It's just me and this woman in the room with the oils. And I'm, okay, hang on, what's going on here? And it's I did this science experiment the night before on my show with Brussels sprouts and toothpaste. So it was quite a lingerer.
Oh, that
really hung in there.
Great combo.
Yeah.
Can I go back to Thailand and archery? Because I'm really fascinated.
I never left there. I'll be honest, I never left there.
This is a question for all of you, mainly Lakey, and I'm just stay with me and we'll try and keep it clean. When you get a Thai massage in Thailand, is it assumed that you want the full service? Is there eye contact or is there a special price?
The type of joint.
It's different. Sometimes it's figured out beforehand. I liked the ones where you don't know whether it's
going to happen. What's a surprise, surprise happy ending?
Yeah, and they try and sort of tempt you with it, and they'll do the thighs and they'll try it like sort of tease it, and then that's where the main money's made, and that's the ones I like. I like more the surprise.
Oh, no. Okay.
And then you have to pay a little
extra. You're a win-me-over kind of a guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the Thai lady who does my nails, when she first got to this country, she started in massage.
Oh.
And she got a phone call and the guy said, oh, you know, will I be happy at the end?
Oh.
And she said, yes, you will be very happy at the end.
Oh, man.
And so he got there and she didn't know. And so now, okay. She just thought he would be satisfied with the service and he thought something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a rule of thumb. That if the little sign that said open was flashing, that it was that type of joint.
Yes, that's what I think.
Lakey, had you ever heard that?
In my experience, 99% of the time, if there's a flashing neon sign, it means it's on.
Yeah. And on that note.
Thanks, Lakey.
Thank you.
Well played. It's Beef Week.
You're so pumped about Beef Week.
Yeah, really excited.
Can you tell me why you are so, I mean, I'm here for you, but why?
Because I love beef. And they started on the Today Show. I was up with my son yesterday morning and they crossed live to Rockhampton.
Great.
And we're trying to get the grab, but our system's down at the moment where they just, for 2.5 minutes, they just went through cuts of beef. And they had a new cut of beef I'd never heard of.
Tell me.
I can't remember the name of it. That's why I want to know.
Well, obviously, having 4 cows, Grant Denyer, you must be all across Beef Week.
Oh, it's one of the greatest bits of the calendar for the year.
Heck,
and Rockhampton is like the epicenter for one of the greatest parties that you'll ever be. The first time I ever rode a bull was there in Rockhampton for Beef Week.
That didn't know that. Well done. Well done. Mate. Which one was it called? Like Dynamo or Whirlwind?
Like Chainsaw.
Yeah, they're always called Buzzcut. And who'd you ride?
Like men's deodorant flavors.
That's true.
Yeah.
It was a little baby steer. It wasn't very big.
Of course it was. We're not putting you on a big boy bull.
Or was it a Shetland pony with horns on it?
Shut up, you. Shut your face.
I lasted 1.3 seconds.
That's not bad because it's 7 that's the requisite. Anyway, I'll give you some Beef Week grabs later on. That's
great.
What caught my eye. What's caught your eye?
Well, I'll tell you, Speaking of beef, well, Roseanne Barr versus Stormy Daniels versus Patricia Arquette versus Chrissy Teigen went down on Twitter. Accounts have been suspended.
Oh, no.
It is all happening. So basically, Patricia Arquette. Now, Stormy Daniels is, of course, the porn star who said that she had an affair with Donald Trump while Melania was at home with the newborn.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And she also guest starred on Saturday Night Live over the weekend with Alec Baldwin playing Donald Trump. It was amazing. Anyway, Patricia Arquette was just defending Stormy, saying, you know, if she doesn't represent classy women, I guess that means the president represents classless men. And then at any mention of Trump, Roseanne Barr was not even involved in this conversation. Roseanne Barr just tweeted, for no reason, she's known for anal porn scenes.
Patricia or?
No, Stormy. I think Medium's just taken a turn.
Not Medium.
And then Stormy Daniels has chipped in on that because obviously she has a Google alert on her name.
She would.
And she's written, I don't even do anal movies, you ignorant twat.
Yeah.
That's like saying you're known for your beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
Nah.
Which is when obviously Roseanne sang the anthem.
The national anthem.
Yeah.
Did a bad job. Which is not. She's wrong, Stormy, because it's not like that. Because that would mean, yeah, it's nothing like that.
Nothing
Stormy.
To do with that. Anyway, it was then pointed out to her. Roseanne obviously did some extensive research, and that she had in fact done anal in one movie.
Oh, she found it. So,
and then Stormy came back and said that one time I did anal was with my husband. It doesn't count.
Was it on screen?
It was on screen. They buy it a dollar.
Yeah.
Every time. And then Chrissy Teigen just
true,
at the end directs a tweet to Roseanne Barr and says, when you tweet, do people at ABC just implode? They have to. Now, the ABC is who screens Roseanne's sitcom, Roseanne's reboot of her show.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And so, I think Roseanne's account was suspended for a little bit.
What for?
Oh, who knows, mate? It's just.
Is that a breach of the rules? Some fact. That's a fact.
Well, I guess. Someone had to have complained about her. I'm guessing Stormy reported her for something. Everyone's back on deck. But it was just such a bizarre exchange.
That is so weird.
And when you throw those names in the mix, you're just like, what?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And this is, and what's, I keep finding fun about all of this is that let's not forget that Stormy Daniels met Donald Trump at a golf day, and then apparently
that makes sense.
Yeah, that they're two great golfers.
Yeah, she's well known
in the golf world.
I'm not going to make any jokes about teeing off the back nine. Nothing. I'm going to keep myself nice and tidy. Okay.
It's Cloudy.
It's Cloudy.
Today.